ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping the presentations on and over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer a salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Smack dogs. Let's go. Let's go. We've only got 3 more hours of the drive with Sandpiper before kickoff of Illinois-Kansas tomorrow night, 6:30. By the way, thanks to Steve and Mike. I forgot, Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, me too.
Is it Kamara or Kamara?
I say Kamara.
Kamara, I do too. Suspended for 4 weeks. Totally forgot about that. A 217. Rachel Zane or Donna? Anybody watch Suits, Jason
you
Thompson?
You turned me on to it.
I know. I'm Have you watched Suits on Netflix?
No, but I feel like I'm falling behind.
Dude, well, here's the funny part. I start watching it, and I'm thinking, hey, I'm finally in tune with something that is brand new, and somebody's like, dude, they've already had 9 seasons. I'm like, I don't know on the Rachel Zane or Donna. Kyle, what are you going?
I'm going Rachel.
Okay, yeah. Either one. Can I choose that?
Flip a coin.
I'll stop there. Yeah, let's go with that. All right. So Jason Thompson is here. Half of the Donkey Kong text thread.
That's exactly right.
That includes Joel Beasley and John Wagner. What are they going to do without it? Like, they're still texting, though.
Oh, for sure. It's not going to stop.
Look at that. Kyle, look at this. This is within the last 10 minutes. Look at all.
Hey, they're kind of in their glory right now, though.
Yes. They...
Cubs are playing super well.
I mean,
just winning every series, and
Kyle,
they're feeling good.
We had to get a text thread that included 2 Cubs fans and 2 Cardinals fans. Of course, Jason and I, Cardinals fans. So it's been kind of a fun. Well, it's not this year, but it's kind of fun because like Jason and I have each other's back. John and Joel have each other's back, but we just have to kind of sit back and take it.
And then NFL just gets wild.
Oh, because we got Steelers. What's Beasley?
I think Bees is. Bears as well.
Is he Bears? But, Wagner's but, Bears.
And he also, you know, supports Jaguars.
That's true.
Connection there, so.
Well, don't even text me about the NFL this season because, or if you do, just understand that anytime the Cardinals lose is actually the best thing I got going.
Well, I thought that was your plan.
Yeah, that is my plan. So, in other words, you guys don't try to rip on me because they lost because I'll be like, no, listen, I'm glad they got.
Yeah, you're on the Caleb Williams tour.
Who just the other day, his dad was like, we don't know if he wants to go. We could always hold out for another year. And I'm like, well, then hold out.
Well, if you look at what an NIL deal is versus the number one draft pick money, I mean, it's not even remotely close. He's going to pull the trigger.
He's going to pull the trigger. I certainly hope. All right. Jason Thompson is with us. Kyle Tosk, of course. And we got to start. Let's talk some more Illinois, Kansas. We have some Aaron Henry. We have some Barry Lunny that we can play this hour a little bit to hear from those guys. Jason, first time talking to you. I saw you in the tailgate lots, of course, for the Toledo game before and after. That felt like I felt like I was there for 4 days.
It was a long day.
Oh, my goodness. But Illinois gets it done. What were your thoughts of that game on Illinois-Toledo?
Yeah, you know, live and there, it was kind of felt disappointing. Mm-hmm. You walked out, and there wasn't a lot of, you know, excitement and rah-rah, but you let a day or two settle. We've all played, you know, coached, been a part of athletics our whole life, and you just realize, you know what, a win's huge.
Big.
It doesn't matter. You got the win, you know, this week is a long, long week if you walk out of there taking a loss. And so you just look at it as a positive,
even
right?
Even with an early game on Friday.
That's right. You look at it as a positive, yes. And you take things, you grow from it. And then you kind of sit there and you look at it, and you wonder, how much did Bielema even roll out? I mean, it looked very, very vanilla, which I'm fine with. If that was the game plan and you go 1-0 and get the win, I don't think we'll see anything close to the same performance tomorrow night.
Okay, I'll ask both you guys this, because Kyle and I spoke about this a little bit yesterday. I thought the same thing, especially defensively, that maybe you weren't throwing everything out there that you have in your arsenal, and obviously you're not. You still have a few things. I don't know that they could do that, though, against a Toledo team that I think could win 11 games. Do you agree? In other words, I think they did kind of throw things out there. Now, the way they played was a little bit softer than I thought, and especially the linebackers. And I said in the first hour, the one thing I want to see more aggression out of the outfield. Or why do I say outfielders? Linebackers, I want to see that. Too many times did I see three linebackers in the middle of the field doing, and I'm not saying they're not doing anything, it's just it's zone. And then they're jumping in the air trying to bat down a pass from Daquan. I'd rather see at least one of them going out. Right?
And I think that's what you'll see a big difference with tomorrow night is I think you'll see a much more aggressive style defense. And I think, you know, obviously with the line as well.
Yes.
I mean, there was a lot of times the line was just kind of waiting there for, you know, the QB to take off running.
Right.
And thankfully, he wasn't super accurate. I mean, statistically, he was okay, but he missed some wide open guys.
He totally did.
And, you know, that's a big difference in winning and losing that game. But I do think from front line, linebacker, secondary, I think they'll dial up the heat, and I think they'll bring it from every direction. I think that's the whole game plan is try and hit him as many times, especially if he has a back issue, you know, soreness already in his back, kept him out of game one. Hit him as many times as you can, get to him as much as you can, rush him as much as you can, make him get rid of the ball as fast as you possibly can.
Kyle, how nervous are you about Devin Neal? He's a veteran running back. He's a Lawrence kid, according to Matt Tate. He almost ran for 100 against Missouri State. He is someone that I think is really a great piece next to Daniels in that offense. What are you feeling about their run game against this Illinois defense? In your mind, is this where this defensive front, that front four especially, and even five, that they can kind of show what they are made of?
I think they have to.
Yeah, they have to.
I think they really didn't play well against Toledo, and you saw that with just the success Toledo was having on the ground. Obviously, Daquan Finn, the quarterback, did a lot, but they were picking up 7-8 yards on first down and setting up the second and third and shorts, and that's something that Aaron Henry talked about in the clip that I pulled up that we can play later. But you got to put your defense in better positions on second and third down, and you can't let them –
let them dictate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so I thought the defensive line did not look at all like the defensive line that we had been hyping up all offseason. I think Johnny Newton, I think Keith Randolph are going to be a lot better in this game. And I think you have to hold Kansas down on the ground if you want a chance to win this game, because I think you got to get off the field and you got to be able to put points
up. Amen. No need to wait. I want to hear this Aaron Henry bite talking about
the Aaron
that.
Henry bite. I had a little trouble putting in here at the break. So can we save that for the next segment?
You know,
I got the Lunny stuff in.
Jason, is it time that I'm just become a little bit tougher and start firing people on the air?
Well, we had this conversation last week. It's just time in life to become a little tougher.
That's okay. So. Kyle, you're fired. After this week.
So, and then you'll have a chance. Then you'll have a chance to be rehired.
Wait, I'm going to be in Florida next week. In 2 weeks, Kyle, you're gone. Does that make sense?
Maybe, if you're around.
He's too valuable. We got to keep him around. Ryan, by the way, on the U of I line, like text line, says Rachel, then Donna. He's from Fisher. I just rolled through Fisher today. That's Ford County, isn't it?
Champaign County.
Oh, that's still Champaign County. Yeah,
but you're getting real close
real
to God's
close
country.
To Jason's God's country. There is a pizza place in Fisher I've never eaten. I need to check it out sometime.
You know, that's the great thing about small towns.
Oh.
Every small town has something great to offer.
Yes.
You know, it comes to a good place to stop to meet friends or
heck
a great
yeah.
place to grab pizza or a burger.
It's perfect.
It's awesome.
It's perfect. All right, so what do we have that you have? Do you have any Aaron Henry as of right now or any? Well, I know we have Barry Lunny.
I got Barry Lunny.
You got Barry Lunny. What does he talk about in some of these? Fill me in, and let's see what direction I want to go.
First one, he's talking a little bit just about Kansas and their defense and what he's seen from them, and then he mentions in the other clips, talks focuses on the wide receivers and kind of just opening up the passing game a little bit more with what Luke Altmyer showed.
Okay.
And then getting the running game going with Josh McCray and Reggie Love.
I like that. I like that right there. Jason, the other thing we talked about in the first hour is not only the aggression of the linebackers. I want to see a little bit more aggressive out of that crew, but also the running backs. I think time of possession is huge, right, in this game because of what Kansas can do offensively. I think Illinois has got to rule that time of possession. A big part of that, obviously, will be getting the running game going. I love that Luke Altmyer ran as well as he did. I'd rather see a running back lead you in rushing. What were your thoughts on McCray and also Love, and what are you expecting against the Kansas defense that's not, I mean, let's be honest, they haven't been very good.
Right. So, you know, leading before that, he was talking about the Illinois defensive line.
Yes.
And the one thing that I would say out of the whole game that I was, Toledo game, that I was the most disappointed in, not their effort, but, man, the conditioning just seems so incredibly off.
Agree.
And I know you can mask everything, all of your looks and
right.
all of your
right,
pressure.
Right, right.
But you can't mask somebody tugging at their jersey, begging to get out of the game. And so the thing that scares me a little bit is there's not a lot of time between Sunday and Thursday,
yep.
right? Because it's just a walkthrough today on a Friday game to really ramp up a lot of conditioning. I mean, these guys are big, heavy human beings, right? They're not 16-year-old kids that are super great shape that a day or two you can knock it off of them in. So I do worry a little bit about their conditioning leading into this game. But I will say that I think we're going to see old school Brett Bielema tomorrow night.
Okay.
I think he's bringing the Wisconsin mentality, the mentality he had out at Penn State on the road where Illinois goes out there and beats them.
I like it.
I think he is going to pound the rock all day long. And then that'll open up the passing game. But I think his focus is going to be run, run, run. And I'm picking Josh McCray as a breakout game.
Nice.
I don't think McCray looked as bad as the stats did Saturday night. Illinois offensive line blocking made some big time mistakes, and Kreutz kind of got owned up front. So that's got to help either through chipping from a guard, or they got to change something up there where he's chipping down on a backer. But I think they'll make those adjustments to make everybody be in their spots. Plus, we had some guys in and out, you know, that had some potential injuries I think are all okay. But I think they're going to pound the rock. I think they're going to own the time of possession. I think they want to keep that Kansas offense off the field. I think they want to dominate the Kansas defense.
I like this. Jordan Slaughter's almost good enough to play, right? He is good enough to play.
He is.
Is the barge back tomorrow?
I think so. I mean, I really do. I think they're going to pound the rock, and they're just going to rotate those two guys. But I think McCray is going to rattle off some big runs, and then that only loosens it up for a guy with Love or maybe Aiden Loffrey from Gibson City, maybe a guy that a little quicker that can hit
your
that
guy.
Hole and take off. But I think the first two guys, of course, are going to get it. But I do think McCray is going to have a big night.
Okay. Let's hear what Barry Lunny thinks about this running game for Illinois.
Yeah, I think to some degree I know Reggie, and I know John. I know their strengths. And one of the things that they're just really into the game, but they're really protecting the passer well. They take a great deal of pride in understanding protections, and Thad does a phenomenal job teaching those guys systematically how to protect the quarterback. So our whole organization trusts them, and we want to get them going better than what we did the other day. They ran the ball hard in short yardage, which Josh made some really nice runs down the stretch for us in a critical moment. Reggie did as well. And so I think this week, hopefully we can get those guys going a little bit better than we did last week.
All right, Barry Lunny, let's see. And I think, I know Brett Bielema commented this week also about hoping to get Caden and Aiden. And of course, Caden is Caden Fagan from Arthur Lovington. And of course, Aiden is Aiden Loffrey, who you just mentioned, the Gibson City kid. How fun was that to watch him play? You're from Gibson City, Jason. How fun was that to watch him come up through with Gibson City and just how good he was?
Well, I mean, anytime you can watch anybody locally at a small school make it to, I mean, I'm not saying University of Illinois is the greatest feat of all time, but when you're a kid, it sure is around here,
it
right?
It is huge.
I mean, I grew up my entire life thinking I want to play basketball, you know, Assembly Hall then and play for Illinois.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's really cool to see. I mean, you got Bryce Barnes that played a ton out there, you know, making a name for himself, got on scholarship. You know, so it's just really cool to watch all these guys. I mean, Bryce was a point guard that's now a defensive end tackle.
Was he really?
He did run point guard. I mean, you know, that may not have been the deal everywhere, but at that team that got third in state in basketball and a state championship in football.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's just really cool to see him and Aiden and all those guys out there locally. And there's a ton, right? I mean, it's really, really fun.
Kyle's been rehired.
I got the Henry clip.
He's been rehired.
You know what I learned?
Yeah.
He loves pressure.
You know what? You got to put him under the gun.
Sometimes you got to apply pressure.
I had to fire him to get him to where we need him.
I hope Andrew's not listening right
All
now.
Right.
Tide's about to turn.
Oh, boy.
Tide is about to turn.
Let's don't let it happen again, Kyle. But you did rebound, and I do want to hear from Aaron Henry about this defense. How aggressive will they be? Let's go.
When we talk about rushing defense, like a lot of people think about rushing defense and they think about D-line only. Well, that ain't how our defense is structured. Rushing defense is all-inclusive. Only people who are not included in rushing defense from time to time are the corners. All right, rushing defense involves all those nine guys, right? So for what the average fan may see on TV, right, the D-line may not do this, a D-line may not do that. Where is the safety at in that fit? You know what I'm saying? Because our safeties are tied to the box a lot of times. And so I have to do a better job in making sure our secondary guys are crystal clear on their job description, their assignment when they're in the when they're at linebacker depth and they're in the run fit, you know. And so obviously, right, like who would have thought, right, Toledo would have the mindset to come out and run the ball against us, right? Salute to Coach Candle in that regard. But we just got to be better. We just got to be better. We got to be cleaner. And I have to be able to see things faster and adjust to them faster and put our guys in a better position.
I think you made a great point there about seeing things faster and making adjustments faster. You got to keep in mind, that's his first game ever as defensive coordinator.
Yep.
And we've all been in roles before where you get elevated into a different role. And, you know, you see a guy that was an assistant forever, goes to the head coaching job for the first time, and he leaves the game. And he's like, did we even play? Like, it goes so fast.
Quick.
And when you're you're in the stands for 3 hours, you think, man, this game's never going to get over. Those guys are like, we just got here. What happened?
Exactly.
And so
That's a great point.
And also, the guys below him, right, all got elevated or are new hires.
Yep.
So that's kind of, you know, it's different than going 7-on-7 or, you know, a 3-minute drill or whatever, you know, in practice, little orange and blue scrimmage. You're playing a live opponent that's coming there to beat your butt.
Big time. Andy Boo probably would be the only veteran still on that, or in other words, a coach that's left on that defensive side. But, yeah, I think that's a valid point about Aaron Henry. And I'm sure, like we always talk about for quarterbacks and such, the game slowing down. That's a great point from you because I'm guessing for Aaron Henry, the game will slow down a little bit in week two, although that opponent in Kansas can speed you back up in a hurry. So we'll see what happens there. Good stuff here. We're going to continue to talk about Illinois and Kansas. I know Lance chimed in on the U of I Line and Lake text line, was on the sideline for pregame. Bragger. McCray looks smaller than when he played 2 years ago. I think he is, right? He kind of remade his body. Kyle, I remember reading an article or hearing about this, that Josh McCray has kind of slimmed down a little.
Yeah, I think you're right. I can't remember the exact number, but Bielema mentioned it at one of the off-season pressers about how he had lost some weight and he's a lot leaner now.
Yeah. I assume Landeck was down on the field with Turner and they were just kind of
running the show.
Yeah. Just kind of going around saying we're from Villa Grove. I should have joined him.
I'm kind of curious where your invite was.
No
pressure,
I wasn't
Lance.
A quarterback. That's the common denominator here. I wasn't a quarterback. Probably Schwengel was with him, and it was all three quarterbacks just sitting down there, and then they're like, let's don't invite Lon. He played basketball.
Well, I saw those guys holding up signs, like calling in plays. So I know that's kind of cool, but.
What was up with the signage, like, on the Illinois sideline? Did they use that last year? There were some goofy things.
A couple VGs got up there.
Don't mess with the Devils, baby. The Grovers. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, talk some more Illinois, Kansas next. If you need, it's shout-out day. Like, I shouted out McKenna. I'm shouting out some Villa Grove crew. We're shouting out some Gibson City. Of course, that's for real because they're actually on the team. So if anybody out there wants to shout out, make it clean. It is The Drive.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases.
Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Big Bad Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Dyack and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
ESPN ESPN Radio 93.5, The Drive with Tay and Piper. No Piper down in Florida. It is Lante, Kyle Tosk. Jason Thompson came in to join us this hour, which I truly appreciate. Big Def on the U of I Atlanta Lake text line said, that clip that we played from Aaron Henry worries me with the quote, who would have thought that Toledo wanted to run the ball against us? They ran it 45 times a game last year and brought almost everyone back this year. I agree. I think it's more probably Henry assuming that Newton, Randolph, these studs, this front four, et cetera. We say four, but essentially front five with those
Seth Coleman
nose tackles and such. Like I thought Tayraw Edwards.
Yep.
Is it T-Raw or Tayraw? I want to make it Tay. What is it?
I think it's T-Raw.
T-Raw. Dang it.
T-Raw who?
Green 40. Anyway.
Let's get him on here.
I don't think we should. I don't think anybody, well, I'd love to because, you know, he was at Northwestern.
Let's bring him on.
I'd love to get his take on that. I don't think Brett Bielema was going to allow that. I can promise you that.
I guarantee the DIA will not. But, hey.
Our guys, Kirkland Michaud and Dylan Davis, that's our guys.
That's right.
They came on, and it was the day after that broke. And Brett Moore, of course, who is their SID, had mentioned, you know, essentially like, hey, we want to make sure you guys aren't asking those guys about any of that for Northwestern. I was like, no, I totally agree that's something we probably shouldn't put them on the spot about.
No doubt.
So, no, it was definitely. But defensively for Kansas, where we need Illinois' defense to step up, I'm not overly concerned that they won't. I know that it wasn't the best performance. It wasn't a dominating performance in week one. I still have high hopes for this defense to show out. Do you still have that for Illinois?
Oh, without a doubt. Like, yeah. I said, I think it's a very vanilla game plan.
I agree.
I think, you know, the conditioning will come. The effort 100% will be there. And these guys are playing for big paychecks.
Big time.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine. Kyle, you kind of assume that's the case?
I think so. And I think even you look at last year, I mean, this was the nation's number one scoring defense, but Wyoming ran for like 170
some
yards.
Yeah, you said that the other day. I forgot about that.
On them in the first game. And then obviously that Indiana game, they give up the game-winning drive. They have a couple breakdowns there against a bad Indiana team. And then they really started to find it. I think it'll be similar here. And they just are facing two really tough quarterbacks that, for Aaron Henry, I think is kind of a challenge for him in his first couple games. So I still have high hopes.
I'm taking a break real quick. I'm going Donna, then Rachel.
Interesting.
There's a reason.
Explain.
No.
No. Will you explain off the air?
Yes. I'm going Donna than Rachel. More my age, you know, on suits.
35?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Closer to my age. I'll put it that way. Sorry, Donna. I don't think she's anywhere near 50. Gosh, I'm going to be 53. Where are you at, Thompson?
47.
Oh, man, you're young. You don't have anything breaking down yet like the rest of us old guys.
I'm not getting MRIs.
All right, back to Illinois. Sorry for everybody. Ryan started that, I think. Who started that? It was a 217 who started that. I'm with you on this defense. I'm with you on that. Now, on the flip side, Kansas defense, yeesh. I think this is a team that you can get yours when it comes to this Illinois offense. They score 30 against, I think, a pretty good Toledo defense and a pretty good Toledo team. I mean, we got to remember that. Before we get to this, 10 penalties, 9 in the first half. If you take that away, what's the final score of that Toledo-Illinois game? What do you think, Kyle? Maybe not a final, but how much do you win by?
I think you win by 10.
I do too.
13, because you think about some of the penalties. Tariq Barnes, personal foul that extended
huge.
A drive.
Yep.
And I think Toledo, they didn't score. I think they at least got three on
they
that
They got three
drive.
Off that one.
And then Gabe Akis had the personal foul that led to the go-ahead touchdown for Toledo. Nicholson had a pass interference that extended that drive at the end of the half where they scored heading into the locker room. So these penalties weren't just here's a false start here, here's a bunch of holding calls. These were penalties that extended Toledo drives and allowed them to score, and I think Illinois would have been able to get by not by – they wouldn't have squeaked by. They would have had a much more control of the game without
them. Let's say that happens. What's your feeling right now compared to what you have? You beat Toledo by 2. Let's say you beat them by 13. Are you more confident in Illinois going into this Kansas game?
Well,
you're pretty confident.
I say, when I walked in, reading Twitter and Illinois beat writers and Kansas beat writers and national guys and Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's going.
When you walked in today, I thought you meant for that Toledo game.
No, today.
Today.
Everyone's going Kansas.
Kansas.
Yep. I mean, the money's all Kansas. The beat writers, the Vegas, the whole nine yards, everyone. I think one guy so far, I believe, took Illinois. And I'm taking Illinois.
Okay.
So I think it's actually going to be a wider margin of victory than most people think.
Really? Okay.
But once again, I don't think Kansas' defense is by any means going to have any chance to stay in the game. And I think that's what Bielema's going to do. I think he's going to say, let's get in the boxing ring and let's box.
Let's go.
And they're just going to be physical and physical and physical and physical and physical. And there's only going to be one man standing. And I think it's going to be Illinois.
I like it. 217 just said, hey, what's going on? Lon stated he was going to be 53 and didn't say drink. You're right. So drink. In fact, it's Thursday, right?
Thirsty Thursday.
I think we need to reward. And right after this, I'm going to tell you about my new shorts. I got a short story, and then we'll get to the soundbite. It's just that kind of a day, right? It's just that kind of a day. I'm just kind of all over the place. But it is Thursday. It's 4:30. That might be a little early. No, it's not. I think for the rest of you that are out there busting it, we got a game tomorrow night. We got NFL going tonight. Come on, that's all you needed to say for the NFL beginning tonight, Kyle. Let's hear it.
Happy hour.
All right, while this is playing, Jason, I think, knows this. 3 years ago, I bought a pair of shorts, and I've worn them almost every day for 3 years. Literally. I wash them 3 times a week. They are my shorts. That's just who I am. I could be worth $600 million, and I'm going to wear the same stuff. A pullover, khaki shorts. That's just me. Usually flip-flops. Jason's in the flips today. I'm in the shoes. But I had to walk 18 today, so I thought I better do that in shoes, not flips. Anyway, I go get some shorts, and they're the is it Columbia shorts? That's the fishing shorts, in other words. So I get home last night, and I'm thinking, good, I got a new pair of shorts I'm going to wear to Florida. These shorts came with a bottle opener. And it's attached to the short. Like, you can't take it off. I had to cut it off. I'm like, how the hell am I getting that through security? Well, that thing would be like, beep.
You know how your phone is always listening?
Yes.
In this case, it was truly listening.
It truly was listening.
They're like, load to car, bottle opener, and Lante shorts. Built in? Yes. Ship.
And, well, listen, they actually, do you see this pocket right here? That's where you put it. That's where it fits. So you go fish, and you've got your bottle opener in your little side pocket. I thought it was a brilliant idea, but I can't get that through airport security. So I had to cut it off. I still have it, and kudos to them for reaching out and doing that. But
hopefully this isn't like Maytag. You cut off the.
Oh, that's right. No alarm sounded when I left the store, which is good. All right, let's get back to this soundbite now from, who is this?
Barry Lunny
about the Kansas defense. Man, did I go everywhere there. Here's the important part. We're getting to the soundbite. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I think they've got a lot of depth. I think they play real confidently. I think their system is, in the offseason, we were anxious to see if there was any tweaks or anything different. Like we do all of our opponents when we study them, just like we did with Toledo. And I think they've just gotten better running their scheme. They seem to be really playing with good fundamentals, and they played really hard against Missouri State. And so I got a lot of respect for them, the way they coach and play overall in their whole program. Those coaches have been together for a long time, and they certainly know what they're doing.
There you go, Barry Lunny talking about that Kansas defense. How many points does Illinois need to score in this game to make sure they walk out 2-0?
They score 30, they're winning.
Okay. Really? Because Kansas averages what, 38 a game?
Last year they averaged 35.6.
and they scored 48 in their opener. Now it was against Missouri State. And
they're a backup quarterback.
And they were only up 17-10 at half. But if we're not better than Missouri State defensively, we got some. We better start hitting the drink button a lot. And I'm partaking. 30? So 30 gets it?
I mean, that seems like a low number, right? But if the scheme goes,
well, that's true.
As
like
I'm
said,
saying,
that's
and,
true.
And the pound game, the run attack is there, and the time possession is there. I think that's the whole goal, right? Is not to leave Kansas with the football.
Okay.
Minimize that. If they're averaging 35 points a game, then obviously it's a little higher. But I just don't think that Illinois is going to try and give him any chance to be on the field like Toledo. I mean, Toledo won in every aspect of the game with the final score.
They did. It was like Illinois at Indiana last season.
Yes.
When Illinois dominated every stat and Indiana won the game, essentially. And that was crazy. Although I say dominated every stat, Indiana threw the ball a lot. And they threw it around and they had some. Now that you look back at that, with knowing that three guys got drafted got drafted in the NFL, and Kendall Smith is on I think he signed a free agent contract, or at least was welcome to a camp. You look back on that Indiana game, and it's like, how did that happen?
And that was a week two Friday night game, right?
Yes.
So exact same scenario.
Oh, my gosh.
On the road for on the road game of the year.
Oh, my gosh.
Those first road games of the year for Illinois, I know they've had pretty bad teams, but not gone well.
They have not gone well. I want to talk about things other than Illinois, Kansas, in this last segment, but I want to ask you guys this. Jason's already said that they win. That means 2-0. I'll start with that. Kyle and Jason, if Illinois wins this game tomorrow night, how does that change your perception of this season? Or is that about what you thought?
I think twofold. Coach B earlier in the week said that Kansas had this game scheduled all year.
Yes.
Right? Since the season ended last year, this is their game, night game. New promotions, a new uniform supposedly from Kansas just for Illinois. So, I don't think if you lose this game that the season's over by any means.
Right.
I think a lot of people kind of expected the split. But, if you win and then you've got Penn State at home on the orange out, I think the electricity at that game is one of the higher level games that we've seen around here in quite some time.
Somebody said Jeff said highest 76 for that game against Kansas.
It won't be, I'll promise you this, it won't be hard to be out there at 6:30 that morning.
That one will be easy, and yes, no, that one will be very easy. Kyle, I'll ask you, and then we'll take a break. If they win this game, Illinois wins this game, and they're 2-0, what are you feeling going into Kansas, or I'm going into Penn State, besides happy?
I'm feeling a lot better. I feel like it doesn't totally change necessarily my end-of-season expectation from where I was preseason.
Okay, that's fair.
I think it more so alleviates some of the concerns that I have coming out of Toledo, because I think there are some. We've gone through it, but I think in that Toledo game, there were some things that happened and some groups that didn't play as well as I thought in that game. If they can bounce back and hold down an electric Kansas offense and win a game on the road, it's getting me back to where I was, knowing that this team is capable of competing in the Big Ten West, 7-8 wins, and it can be a fun year. If they lose that game and the defense struggles again, then it really does get to a point where you lose against Penn State, you're 1-2, and you might have to reevaluate some things.
I'm getting out of hand here. If they win this game tomorrow night, I'm starting to think double-digit wins. I'm starting to think double-digit wins. I'm starting to think then that all of these toss-up games that we're talking about with Minnesota, well, I just watched a Minnesota team barely beat Nebraska. And essentially, Nebraska should have won that game. Right now, in my mind, going into the Toledo game, in my mind, those are now two wins. However, after the Toledo win, which was only two, backed it up a little bit, right? I don't think Nebraska's that good. I think they're done. I don't know that Minnesota's that good. I think we could get them. If you beat a Kansas team on the road, I just think right then that knocks down about three or four of those. This is a toss-up game. It knocks them into victories for Illinois. That's the way I'm looking at it. But, of course, this is not going to be easy tomorrow night.
No, it's good. It's a hard contest. Obviously, you know, you wish this game was at home.
Yes.
Versus on the road. A very, very veteran staff that has been together forever at all levels and has success at all levels.
Huge.
But the one thing I will say is in any sport and that's a team event, when you start winning and that whole thing just starts rolling,
oh,
that's how it works. That's how it becomes special. The mind is half the battle, right? When you get everybody bought in, moving the same direction, that's when things get fun.
I like it. Jason Thompson spreading wisdom. Do you think Beasley and Wagner ever want to come on or no? Do we let them?
Do they want to be on?
I don't know that we could handle Joel Beasley on there.
He's got a lot of knowledge.
He is funny, too.
He's got a
lot. He'd be throwing it, yeah.
I think it's a must. I think you know, that would be probably at a location.
Yeah, like one of those deals. Probably a good idea.
Yeah, one of your sponsors.
We've got one more Barry Lunny, right?
Right.
And that's on the receivers. Luke Altmyer, I want to ask Jason this. I know you probably had some expectations for Altmyer. What did you think of his debut? Wow.
Well, you know, I was able to watch him a little bit at Ole Miss. So you kind of saw, you know, that he had a little bit of swagger and ability. Like, he didn't look nervous in the SEC as a true freshman. So I had a pretty high expectation, especially knowing they had him for 3 years to get him out of your system. Barry Lunny's obviously super excited to have him for 3 years, amen, unless he goes, you know, leaves early. But that last throw was just unreal, right?
I mean,
literally, if you watched, I'm sure you saw it on social media.
Yeah.
Hanging in to the very last second, still image by still image by still image, and just putting your faith in Washington, right? He said in the postgame, Washington works as hard as anybody in the locker room or
cool.
in practice. So I threw it to the guy who busts his butt every day.
That's so cool. That was awesome. All right, we're overdue to catch a break. When we come back, I'll get Jason Thompson's thoughts on A, the Cubs. I'm sorry, I got to do it. And also,
I'm down for that.
Also, the NFL. We don't have to go long on the Cubs.
10-4.
We can go as long as we want. Don't let Lon commercial stop you like he stops me.
Are we late for a commercial break?
Hey, do you want to get fired again? Do you?
Don't let Lon stop you like he stops me from talking about the Cubs every day.
Hit us the drive. Illini fans, with the return of Fighting Illini Athletics this month, now's the perfect time to refresh your Illini wardrobe. Stop by Game Day Spirit, shop some of their great selection of t-shirts, sweatshirts, polos, and more. They have new arrivals coming in daily with great brands like Nike, Champion, and Tommy Bahama. You'll be sure to find something you love at Game Day Spirit. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
When Ross went out, I always told him, be careful. And that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over. When you see flashing lights, everybody is somebody somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Illini fans, come out and enjoy two slices of Jets Detroit-style deep dish pizza and a cider ranch at Street Fest coming September 9th from 1 to 7 p.m. with the Chowdown in Campustown. Bring $5 to 6th Street between Healy and Green Streets and get two slices of Jets' famous Detroit-style pizza with that signature crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust. Street Fest on Saturday, September 9th with two slices of Jets. Everybody loves Jets. Better because it has to be.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne, where your dream car awaits. with an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank. 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 435120.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win, and in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently, and it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Radio 93.5, Lante, Kyle Tosk, Jason Thompson. Jason, 30 words or less. What do you think of the Cubs?
I got to give them credit.
I know.
They have 100% overachieved.
They really have.
Their ownership has outsmarted others.
Yeah.
Bellinger has been a complete stud. And, it's hard to root for him, but it's also, it is nice to see. I mean, the expectation coming into the year was very, very low.
Yes.
And they've exceeded all expectations, and they're probably going to win the division. And I'm definitely losing a $20 bet.
You know, Kyle, that Corey Bellinger and that Darby Swanson and, you know, that Ian Happ. Listen, Jordan Steele.
You still haven't topped yesterday in terms of butchering first names.
Without trying, Jason, yesterday's show, I think I had 7 or 8 missed first. Like, Jonathan Taylor for the Colts called him Justin Taylor.
Well, Justin Taylor appreciates all the publicity you're giving him.
That's exactly right. Then I called, what were the others? It doesn't matter. I don't even want
to. Called Kansas. It was Jason Bean. You called him Matt after Matt we talked Bean. To Matt.
Wasn't Matt Bean? Who was a good? I swear there was a good third baseman that named Matt Bean, but maybe I'm thinking Matt Williams back on the Giants back in the day. He was so good.
Beast.
Okay, so that's enough of the Cubbies. I do give them credit though; they made almost every not Mancini, but almost
not Tyone.
No, not Tyone, but for the most part,
the big moves
they hit. They hit on those moves. So,
they did.
All right. That. Oh, God, sorry, Jason.
That exhausted me.
That was. Can you hit the NFL button? Because, A, I want to hear it again, and I know Jason gets fired up. And then, I'll leave like the last couple of minutes here for NFL chatter. Let's go. Give me your thoughts on the NFL. You can start with your Steelers. Are they a playoff team? And then give me some, what are you excited about in the NFL this season?
Well, you know, AFC is loaded.
Oh.
I mean, stinking loaded. So, you know, if you're a fan of an NFC team, you got a shot.
Yeah.
Legitimately, you've got a shot.
Unless.
Steelers maybe. I mean, yeah. They're going to be better than last year. They're going to have more offensive weapons. They put, you know, money into the team, which doesn't usually happen. They usually just kind of build from within. They'll be better. I don't mind Pickett at all. I know people are either fans or against them.
Pickens should be good. Pickens.
Yeah.
Should be good.
They should have a decent team. They'll be fun to watch. Yeah. Hard week one matchup. Ooh. But, you know, I'll be watching every Sunday.
Let's go.
But, you know, overall, I mean, I think it's going to be a great knockout battle in that AFC. I mean, there's so many teams that can come out of there. Kansas City, Buffalo, Miami.
Big time.
I mean, it's loaded. So
that's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun to watch this.
Yeah.
Do the Chiefs finally get knocked off the top?
I assume Kelsey's okay, right? They're talking about now he might play tonight.
Are they saying
that?
That's
kind of the last thing I saw. Ooh. So if he's okay. Now, if he was, like, out for a long period of time.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of makes them go on a lot of levels, you know, from a leadership level, from a vocal level.
Right.
But, man, it is impossible not to watch Patrick Mahomes and not just be wild. That guy is unbelievable.
It's going to be fun. I want to see the Lions win this year. I want to see the Lions win. I was telling Kyle, because my team has been so bad the majority of my life, I root for the underdog. So I want to see, like, Detroit finally emerge and have a good season.
You're probably going to get a gift from the Rossos this year for Christmas if that happens.
Oh.
There aren't a lot of Detroit Lions fans.
Forgot they were Lions fans.
Jandy Taylor, the Rossos. There's not many. There's not a ton.
Yeah.
There are a handful of true.
It's amazing you could list a Lions fan.
Well, they're rare in Central Illinois, but the Rossos will be at a game, and if they
awesome.
Win, yeah, you might have to bring Jim on the show just to brag about
Is
it.
Is the so. Whole crew?
Whole crew.
The whole crew.
Yeah. All the way through.
All Lions fans.
And you know, like Meg, she didn't have a choice.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah,
she was just told.
At that point.
Yeah, she's wearing her brother's extra large sweatshirt, the way she rolls.
It was funny, in my family growing up, my dad was a Bear, my brother Steeler, and I was a Cardinal. And it's because normally you'll, like, I don't think Lucas is a big Cardinals. I think he roots for the Cardinals, but he's more of just a, he's an NFL guy. He grew up as LaDainian Tomlinson, LT. That was his, he was a Charger. He had Chargers jerseys and such. But Andrew's full-fledged Arizona, and I hate that for him. But in a way, I like it because he and I, and he's, it's funny, you know, now that he's 16, he's starting to get into this. Like,
right.
He'll be telling me things now about the Cardinals, and I'm like, interesting.
Well, you know, our generation, you only got one team.
Yes.
There was no, for everything, it is what it is, all sports, baseball.
There's no doubt.
What college, NFL, whatever. With these new era, they just love players.
They do. They love the
and
players.
And so I look back at it. I've got a 13-year-old nephew that probably has 45 different jerseys.
Oh, my gosh.
From the time he was, you know, 6 or 7 till now that he wants.
How funny
because,
is that?
You know, he outgrows them all.
Yeah.
And like somebody different. I'm thinking to myself, it's kind of the great life.
Oh, no
it's
doubt.
Like, it's like fantasy football every Sunday. I take all these losses
Let's
personal.
Go. Let's
you know?
Go. I don't have anybody in fantasy tonight. Kyle?
I don't either.
Patty Mahomes.
Oh, well, that's always a nice little start to your season when you got Mahomes behind you. Jason, great to see you, buddy.
Thanks, my guy.
We'll do this again. We'll get you in here. Tomorrow, Kyle and I will just be previewing some Illinois, Kansas and getting you ready. Derek Piper is going to join us from Florida to talk a little Bears and Packers and, of course, Illinois, Kansas.
Does that put pressure on you to call in from Florida?
They never want me. Like, they literally never ask me. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'm not being asked. How about that?
Hey, go, Illini.
Exactly. Let's go.